Today's installment of What's That Sound features celebrity contestant, my mother. It's time to play
What's That Sound?
I'm going to play a sound clip, okay?
Sound clip?
Right. And you have to tell me what this sound clip is.
Okay.
What this sound is, okay?
Okay.
All right, hold on. We're going to play it for you now.
Oh, yeah.
All right, did you hear that?
I don't know what that is.
You don't know what that sound is?
Uh-uh.
Take a wild guess. Listen to it again.
Oh, yeah.
You don't know what that is?
Uh-uh. What is it?
You don't have any clue at all?
A baby?
You think it's a baby?
Yeah.
That's right. Very good.
Where'd you get this? What are you doing?
Nothing. Listen, you did really good.
Oh, thank you.
It is a baby.
Hey, freaks. It's Friday, May 11th, 2007. Coming up on the program today, the Battle of Placenta. I think that happened shortly after Normandy. Plus, dryer lint ruins lives and a recently plucked pervert. All of this plus your emails on an extended edition of Distorted View Daily.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Hey, freaks. Tim Henson with you. This is the Oh, no. Breaking news. After a relatively quiet Thursday in Tim's pants, today, my dickie's wide. More updates throughout the hour. We interrupt this breaking news with a more breakinger news story. Hot on the heels of my dick being hoid, MCA Records president Lyle Menendez has issued an invitation for me to fly down to their Boca Raton music studio and record a single that reflects the struggle I've been going through for the past week with my dick being hoid. Distorted View has obtained a demo version of the track that will be released to radio stations next month. Take a listen. Fuck it like you mean it. Fuck it like you want it. When your dick eat hard. Dick eat hard. Dick eat hard. Dick eat hard. Fuck it like you want it. Fuck it like you mean it. When your dick eat hard. No pain, no gain. Fuck it like you want it. Fuck it like you mean it. When your dick eat hard. Dick eat hard. Fuck it like you want it. Fuck it like you want it. Fuck it like you need it. Dick it hard. Dick it hard. Dick it hard. Stop it right there. I don't want to give too much away. That's just a little taste of what's to come from Tim Henson. I love how the MCA Records president has decided to bury the hatchet. You know, we've been in a feud ever since Pain, Rain, Love was delayed. And now I'm going to be recording Dick it hard for them. Very exciting. Hey, freaks, Tim Henson with you. This is the Distorted View Show. Thank you guys so much for checking out the Friday podcast. If anyone is new to the show, like they haven't been listening throughout the week, they are probably utterly confused at this point. Let's bring everyone up to speed. I just want to hear this again. Distorted View Daily proudly presents how lifting weights is like having sex.
Man, if we gonna pump around, let's pump around. Like that old saying, go, no pain, no gain. You know, when you pump, you got to pump for real. You got to pump like you mean. You know what I'm saying? When you fucking somebody and your dick get hard, you know what I'm saying? You're going to be fucking like you want it. You got to approach the waist the same way. Like you want it.
That's right. Dicky hard. All right, we'll put this bit to rest now. I've been doing it all week. I just thought, you know, since it's Friday, my dick would get hard one more time. So yes, thank you guys so much for checking out the Friday program. Hope you enjoyed at the very beginning of the show, the What's That Sound with my mother. I thought I'd play it because, you know, this weekend is Mother's Day. And I, of course, love my mommy. I'm quite the mama's boy. My friends would always make fun of me. But I love my mommy, and she was a good sport. I later told her what that sound really was. And her response was the very typical, oh, dear. She kind of sounded like when I was hydroplaning. Oh, jeez. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, dear.
hydroplaning. Our good friend Corey, who loves to create mixes, came up with a Mother's Day mix featuring all of the kind of a salute to all of the mothers that we've featured on the show in sound clips, video clips, etc. He actually sent me two remixes, and I'm going to play one for you right now, and you sideshow members will get to hear the other one. All right?
Hey! Fucking asshole! Stop! He's fighting him, that motherfucker! Damn it! You son of a bitch!
Mother!
Where did I park my car?
Tell your children not to walk my way.
Oh, no.
Tell your children not to hear my word.
Fuck off, you bastard. Fuck off!
Mother!
Got it!
Biatch!
I'm such a fucking woman, I have fucking 3 pussies on me, my mouth, my cunt, and my ass.
I don't care what my mama says, I'm gonna have a baby.
Mother!
You're gonna get cards that mom threw away, and you're still mad at her about back in the 60s and 70s. She threw them away, and you're like, Mommy, you know what, if I could just have those cards back.
Well, you get them all back tonight.
I want nothing, I want my God, and I want my family.
You fucking piece of shit! God, you fucking cock-sucking piece of shit!
Mother!
Fuck off! Get the fuck out of my house! You're crying! Kill me! Stick it up your fucking ass!
Mother!
She spilled my coffee. You fucking
biatch!
Give me a fucking break, Michael. You want to know there's no God? Then you're going to get absolutely nothing. Nothing for Christmas, because that's what Christmas is about, is Jesus Christ! You little spoiled brat!
Fuck off, you bastard!
You're a fucking little piece of shit, you know that? Fucking son of a fucking bitch!
Got your fucking
class, they
just
get all dressed! If it wasn't for your mother, you wouldn't be here. So remember, when you put down one mother, you put down mothers all over the world.
There you go. My gift to all of the mothers who listen to Distorted View. What a treat, right? So thank you very much, Corey, for creating that. And like I said, if you guys are Sideshow members, you get another one. And I think the one on the Sideshow that I'm going to be playing, I might actually like that one better than this Danzig one. So whatever. But I mean, all of Corey's creations are just great. All right, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Alrighty, just a quick reminder, if you are not a Sideshow member, now's a great time for you to sign up. We've got an extended show today, $5 a month or $50 a year. In addition to the extended shows, you get full access to the Distorted View archives, plus all sorts of extra stuff, like the video cast we've been doing, and occasionally we'll do exclusive shows, like on the weekends and stuff. So sign up now, superfreaksideshow.com. And just a quick message to my Sideshow members. Saturday night's weekly jack-off webcam session is going to have to be postponed. I've got a yeasty. Honey. So that's going to have to be postponed. We'll reschedule, though. Don't worry. My paying members love to see me rub one out. Sometimes I'll even hump a Care Bear plush toy if I'm having a good month. First story we have for you today comes from Vancouver, Washington. Police need your help finding a man. Isn't that their fucking job? Police need you to track down some criminals. Use guns, we don't care. We're all pretty tired here in the station. We're just gonna watch TV and call it a night. So yeah, if you could just fight crime and... I mean, you can drive as fast as you want and shit. Police need your help. Police need your help finding a man who made sexual advances towards two girls, then followed them home, and made sexually explicit movies of himself. Yeah, that's how you get a girlfriend, right? A lot of times people ask me, what exactly do you do during the day? I mean, the show obviously doesn't take all day to do, so you've got to have some free time. That's what I do. I follow teenage girls around the mall as they're coming out of, like, PacSun or something. I say, like,
hey, honey, I'd like to bury my tongue in your stink box. And then they run away, but I follow them home. That's called playing hard to get. It's all part of the courting process, right? And so I follow them home, right? But I don't let them see me. Then I take out my pocket camcorder, stand in their yard and jack off, and then leave the tape at their front door. Also, I make sure to jizz on the door. Then, due to natural curiosity, the girl will make a beeline to the living room, pop the tape in the VCR, and while she's watching, I slip in through the front door. Because, you know, she was so curious to find out what was on that videotape, she didn't lock the door. So then I stand behind her very quietly and start jacking off again. And as she's watching me on the videotape, shooting my load, she then feels something on the back of her head. And it's me standing behind her, coming again. And then she's going to gasp and I'm going to say, hey, how'd you like the movie in 4D? Get it? It's Jizzavision. And that's how I'm going to meet my future girlfriend. Hello, my future girlfriend. If you're on Yahoo, you can pee on me. I'm sorry, PM me. PM me. Whatever. All right, on April 19th, a man approached two girls as they walked through Lizercrest Park. He followed them home and made provocative sexual requests, like, I want to stick my tongue in your stink box. Investigators say the man entered the home, found the digital camera, and used it to make explicit movies of himself. He is described as a Hispanic man, 18 to 25 years old, around 5 feet 8 inches tall, and 170 to 180 pounds. He has brown hair and eyebrows that look recently plucked. What an odd thing to make note of, right? Leave it to two 13-year-old girls to notice that. His eyebrows are thin. They look like they were totally plucked. I also noticed his cuticles. Looked like he had some work done there. They pushed it back a bit. Cleaned it up. All right, anyone with information should contact Detective John Schultz. He's head of the pervert department at the Vancouver Police. He's also a licensed cosmetologist, so hopefully we'll be able to fix those eyebrows up. Make them look a little more full or something. All right, next story we have for you today. By the way, all these stories are really short, so we're going to be doing four news stories today. You get a bonus. Second story we have for you today. A Las Vegas mother is battling a local hospital over the ownership of placenta. We've played clips of this phenomenon on the show. It's utterly disgusting, but some people enjoy frying up their placenta, you know, making placenta pate or burgers or something. It's hideous looking. It's all purple and ugh. Ann Swanson gave birth at Sunrise Hospital last month and wants her placenta so she can ingest it for its nutrients. Take a fucking multivitamin. No reason to eat your placenta when you could just pop a Centrum or something. Swanson says the hospital has told her the organ was contaminated and she would have to go to court to get it back. Yesterday, Swanson got organized. Yes, yeah, Swanson and a group of other women protested outside the Maryland Parkway Hospital with signs reading, "Free the Placenta!" I hope to God they make up shirts. A spokeswoman for Sunrise Hospital would not discuss the case, but says placentas are kept in cold storage for 3 days and are disposed if there is no request to keep it. Swanson says she'll contact the ACLU. You know the ACLU will take up that case. If it's about placenta or the rights of pedophiles, yes, the ACLU will take up the case. Yes, they're going to contact the ACLU and Planned Parenthood to get the placenta back, but because it is contaminated, she has no plans to turn it into pills for consumption. She's going to make pills out of it. Traditional Chinese medicine suggests that the excess hormones in placenta can treat postpartum depression. I heard it's also good to make your hair shiny. Like, I'm pretty sure if you look in the ingredients in some hair products or something, a lot of times they use animal placenta, right? Am I right on that? Makes my hair shimmer and moo. I don't understand. Has cow placenta in it or something. Third story we have for you today. A 41-year-old man from Malmo or something set fire to his own apartment. Why, you ask? In order to smoke out his neighbors as part of a feud involving a tumble dryer. The man is going on trial at Malmo District Court, accused of arson. The neighbors had been feuding for around a year.
Now, what exactly was the argument about? Well, the dispute had started over accusations that the neighbors had left their washing in the communal laundry room's tumble dryer, and they failed to clean out the fluff filter. Do you know how many wars have probably been started because of that very reason? It's very, very rude. How hard is it, really, to just use your finger and scoop out the lint from the filter? Jesus Christ. We are living in a civilized society, people. Stop acting like manimals.
Master of the secrets that divide man from animal. Animal from man.
That's what the whole television series was based on. This guy lost it when someone left lint in the fucking dryer filter or whatever. So stupid. In an unusual attempt to avenge himself, the man lit fires in five places in his own apartment. Yes, yes. Thank you, Talking Heads. Why would he light his own apartment on fire? Apparently in the hope that it would smoke the neighbors out. He also lit a fire in the basement of the apartment block. He then started kicking the neighbor's door and banging it with a hammer. I believe we have a song for that as well. The neighbors alerted emergency services, who managed to extinguish all of the fires. So there you go. And going crazy over a lint trap. Final story we have for you today comes from South Carolina. A man accused of raping a woman. No. That is not the funny part. Stop it. God. You guys didn't know better. You'd think I'm pro-rape. Which I'm not, of course. I'm just saying, if you ladies would stop dressing so provocatively, you're basically asking for it. That's all I'm saying. In conclusion, what I'm saying is no one, absolutely no one should be raped. But, you know, when you're wearing those clothes, it's like an invitation to your vagina, forcefully. What are we talking about? A dryer? What? Have we moved on? Accused rapist Paul Fletcher Reed gave up to police, but he did not go quietly. Oh, no. Police say Reed held I-26 hostage for hours after they say he tormented and raped a 38-year-old woman. They say the suspect snorted cocaine, finished drinking a bottle of beer, and then threw his shirt, baseball cap, and keys to the pickup truck out of the vehicle, along with a shotgun. He then exited the vehicle, held his arms up in the air, and indicated he was surrendering. Now, according to Sheriff James Metz, Reed apparently tore off the woman's clothing and tried to hit her with his fists. The sheriff said Reed repeatedly sexually assaulted her, and that during the assaults, Reed poured cocaine on the woman's abdomen and snorted the line. Nice. The woman's husband made a 911 call about 9 a.m. on Wednesday. Where the hell was he the whole time? Jesus Christ. He's never going to live that one down. That woman is going to get anything she wants from now on. Do you remember that time I was being raped? Where the hell were you then? He was operating the video camera. An officer spotted Reed driving his pickup truck on US 321, and that's where they say the pursuit began. The suspect got on I-26 at exit 119. Oh yes, there's an IHOP there. Officials say Reed had previously taken his son to his sister's home near Gaston. All right. Utterly useless information no one cares about. He's a registered sex offender. He was convicted of first-degree criminal sexual assault in 1985. Wow, raping must be good for him, because he's been with it for, what, 22 years? Wow. Officials say he was paroled in 1994. His old neighbor Maggie said he was friendly and helpful. Jerry Mack says, quote, he'd take care of old people back here, and then pointed to her ass. Right back here, that's where he took care of me. I didn't even ask for it. Huh? Oh, that's rape? Oh, shit. He rakes their yards. There's a sex term for you. I'm gonna rake your yard, honey. And he checks on them all the time. Well, he sounds like a great human being. That, my friends, is your Distorted News for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of ya. Alright, let's check in with my Freaky Deekies one last time this week.
Hey, Tim. It's Rob from Cleveland, and I did my homework from yesterday's show when you were asking me if people in Cuyahoga County can drink Coca-Cola without high fructose corn syrup.
That's right.
And you are correct. In Cuyahoga County, I just got back from a Giant Eagle, and no Coke products at all have high fructose corn syrup in Cleveland or anywhere in Cuyahoga County.
Ooh.
I went a couple of steps further, and I looked at this a few weeks ago when I was in Florida. In Florida, or at least in the Orlando area, they do have high fructose corn syrup, and I called my friends in Trumbull County, and they do have high fructose corn syrup.
Yeah, that's what I heard. I just, you know, I frequent the soda pop message boards like a big nerd, and I just heard that Cuyahoga, the bottler in Cuyahoga just serves Cuyahoga County, right? Nowhere else. So it's just that one county. Meanwhile, like other bottlers, like you know, like the Columbus bottler will handle all of like the surrounding areas as well. But for some reason, Cuyahoga is a small bottler. But yeah, they got rid of high fructose corn syrup. I'm gonna totally make the trek to somewhere in Cuyahoga County and get myself some high fructose corn syrup free pop. So thank you very much, Rob, for looking into that for me.
Hey,
for those of you who don't know, I'm a huge, for some reason, one of the things that really interests me is soda pop. Like, the whole industry, it's just fascinating. I love when new products come out. I love, you know, all sorts of stuff, but, you know, the inner workings of the soda world. I keep threatening to start a podcast, and I want to as soon as I get some time.
Hey, guess what?
What?
The hydroplaning thing is no longer funny. Nor was it very funny to begin with.
Ooh, them are fighting words. Well, I have your phone number, sir. I'm going to give you a call and straighten you out.
Hey, Timmy, what's up?
Everything I say is funny.
This is Naughty Nipples. I'm calling in to say hello. And I've been I'm a sideshow member. Everyone, you should join. It's so worth it. And I've been listening for the whole time you've had the podcast. And
aww,
I think it's just
thank
incredible.
You.
And I've heard lots of crazy shit. But mm-hmm. The thing that made me the most embarrassed, made me wince the most out of all the crazy shit you've played, is that preacher trying to sing Amazing Grace.
Oh.
That was the most awful thing
yeah.
I've ever heard. Which is saying a lot.
I don't even know why he tried. I mean, he didn't know any of the words.
Tim.
Okay.
Tim, what's up, man? I've been listening to Restorative View for about 2 years,
uh-huh.
And I'm a sideshow member. Love the show, man. Good
thank
job.
You. All right, well, thank you very much.
Hey, Tim,
phone.
It's me, Greg, and St. Joe. I got a bizarre sex term for you.
All right, it's bizarre sex term time. Look at me on the ball today.
Bizarre sex term.
My sound effects all queued up and everything. Podcasting professional.
Laser tag me.
Bing.
This one is called the Houdini. What you do is you're having sex with a girl doggy style, and you spit on her ass, and then when she turns around to yell at you for nutting too early, you nut in her face, and you say, Shazam.
Thank you.
Oh, shit, Tim. This is Michael Carino from Akron. I'm listening to you play this guy who's singing Amazing Grace or whatever it is. It sounds like he is in church, en masse, getting a blowjob and a prostate exam all at once. My
yeah,
God.
If you guys want to actually check out the video, I can't remember where I got it from. It might have been E-Bomb's World, so check that out.
Hey, Tim. This is Clark. The story that you're reading about, or not the story you're reading, but the blooper with the news chick.
The bloopies.
Talking about the top cock, top cock. Well,
right.
I can't believe they got away with that crap. I mean, they were, I don't like cops, don't get me wrong, but they're talking about, like, this district's top cop being shot and killed.
It was
and,
just a slip.
The news guys were all laughing and cutting up and screaming and...
Yeah, well, you know, whatever.
Hey, Tim, it's Decker from Colorado. Based on your recommendation, ooh. I finally got the opportunity to try Mexican Coke, and I have to say, it does taste different. Thanks for the tip.
All right, there you go.
Hey, Tim, it's Dusty Magnum. I'm the guy who wrote the college paper on you, and by the way, I got an A in that class.
Oh, thanks. I want to read it.
Anyways, if you're going to keep giving away fabulous prizes every single month from now on, giving me the impression that you have a lot of money.
No. The idea... No, that's not true at all. But I do have paying members, and I want to keep them happy. And I want to get more paying members. And the easiest way to get more paying members is to have a stupid contest.
Are you rich?
I am.
Getting a lot of money off this sideshow stuff? I'm curious, because you're giving away fabulous prizes. Sounds high class. Okay, Tim, I'm sorry. You know, I guess the stuttering went along with the story. My bad.
All right, that's right.
I still have these dazzle fashions.
All right, so Window Licker is he's on my good list again. Now I just need to get the guy who hates my hydroplaning thing to apologize, and then all my listeners will be on my good list.
Hey, Tim, this is Thomas with a bizarre sex term for you.
All right. Bizarre sex term sticking in my ass, dog.
Okay, this one is called Niagara Falls.
All right.
You get a big-titted girl, and you pin her into the corner of the room, or you have her blow you in the corner of the room. Gag her until her chest is just covered up with spit, phlegm, and all kinds of fluids, blood, what have you. Then what you do is you blow your wad into her eyes so she's distracted and she can't see what you're doing for the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And then you turn around real quick and then you take a Bristol number one or number two type shit down the top of her chest.
Oh, I thought you were going to say when she can't see, you push her into a bathtub. And that's Niagara Falls. But you're talking more of a shit-based waterfall. Okay, great. Well, thank you very much, everyone, for all of the voicemails. Keep them coming. That is all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. Want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, as you know, God. I think I ate some contaminated placenta. Vote for us a podcast. Allie, it's kind of a brand new month. Not really, but if you haven't voted for us, do so now, podcastalley.com. Keep Distorted View in the top 10. Dig us on dig.com. Subscribe via iTunes. If you guys are Sideshow members, stick around for extended content. Otherwise, we will see you back here on Monday to start a whole new week of shows. Until then, have a great weekend. Bye, everybody.
So wonderfully has God designed our bodies that each month, blood is accumulated in the lining of the uterus or womb.